The other thing is temporary.
You know, the other one says that by little on materials for ESL learners, but immediately said that's, you know, it has something else. Anyway, I assumed it was obviously supplies.
Yeah.
I was wondering if anyone else had an issue.
No worries.
I move that we approve the warrants.
Second.
You move the second to approve the warrants.
Margaret.
Aye.
Bradley.
Aye.
Cindy.
Aye.
Jake.
Aye.
Suzanne.
Aye.
New work and finished business, there is none there. No tips, so we'll look to see if I have any.
So a couple of highlights. This year we joined our one book, thanks to our member over here. One Book, One San Diego. I did not have an option to get the child and children's book because they ran out, but I thought this is the adult title and then this is our teen title as well. I will be picking up copies of this one and this one on a couple of the children's, and we will get them in English and in Spanish. And then we'll be able to give out to our community, which is very exciting. So a little about One Book. One Book's been going on for 7 years. This is our first time joining. I think we're very lucky to be part of the program. I was very excited to be part of the committee in choosing. This year, instead of the Festival of Books, which is what they traditionally do their One Book at, they had their own program called Booked for the Weekend, and they invited all of their community partners. We all had tables at the Central Library where we gave out material about our branches, talked about our community, and then they were able to walk around and find out new things that they didn't know. And we had several people from National City who were very excited to see us there this year. One of them is a teacher at one of the schools here in National City, so it was a great opportunity. And we were able to see the actual announcements, and one of the authors was there, the children's book author, who's a local San Diegan. She was there as well, so that was a great opportunity for us. We will be doing programming supporting the One Book titles, so look out for that coming soon, but also KPBS has a lot of tie-in programming as well. We completed our digital library program our first year. We served 500 meals, children 0 to 18, and our funds from the California State Library helped provide us with our summer reading program, enrichment performers, supplies, all of that kind of stuff. So it was really a really great opportunity for us to be into the student program. We hope, fingers crossed, that let's continue next year. So. Interviews and recruitments. So since the last time we were here, we filled our academic enrichment program coordinator. His name is Shane Drought, and Shane started with us on August 20th. He's been there just over 2 weeks. He hasn't run away yet, so we're very excited he's still there. We have also interviewed for our technical services librarian position, and we have made an offer to the candidate, and he has decided to accept, and so we're hoping he will be starting mid-September, but we will, of course, keep you guys updated. And then our city librarian positions, or the city librarian interviews, have been scheduled for late September. So we will have, hopefully, by the next meeting, an answer for you guys. And then I did convey your request about to the city manager and to human resources about having a panel. And finally, we have our programming. So our summer programming has been sunsetted, and now we are back to our regularly scheduled after-school programs. So we have homework on Monday and Wednesday. Tuesdays we have Legos. Wednesdays we have crafts. Thursdays we have Gamers World. And Fridays we have STEAM. We also brought back cafe nights, which has been super successful. People were really happy to see a return. We had a good turnout for our first event. Instead of doing it bi-weekly, we'll be doing it once a month for the time being, just, you know, capacity, you know, see what we can do in terms of bringing back to a more fuller offering. We're also going to be hosting Phil Am Creator Con on September 14th. It's a Filipino film festival and con. So they're going to be showing movies, they will be having food, they'll have vendors there selling food as well as selling items. They'll have different workshops that you can attend or lectures. So it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be September 14th at the library. And that's kind of all we have right now. It's kind of a little bit of a quiet month for us. Which, I mean, I can't complain about.
And then we'll ask a question about the Film Am Creator Con. That's going to be taking place here at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a policy for using the library. And one part of the policy is that it cannot be used for private social fundraising commercial services. So you said they're going to be selling me. What? Pass out. This is the copy of policy. I think we all need to have copies, a copy of our, the whole policy and the policy for reserving rooms and conduct, policy for conduct. I think we all need to have those policies. But it does say that there should not be any commercial activity going on. And you say we're going to be selling?
So there will be, so it's, they will be, the vendors will be selling items. They have, this is a license here in National City, so they did go through the proper channels with the city clerk's office and finance to purchase those items. And our city manager was involved, and so, you know, I've done all the chain of emails related to it, so they do have all their proper paperwork in, as they have been approved. Now, we have done other things like this, called a TVP, which is like an outside event. It's the same idea of the same sort of policy where they have to get approval, they have to be a National City licensed realtor business, they have to have their, you know, county permits, all of those things are already, have to be required in order for them to have any sort of event like that. So they have gone through the proper channel in that way.
But the policy says that there shouldn't be any commercial services, so I don't see how them showing that they have licenses does away with our policy. I mean, our policy says that. It's number 5.
I can check with our city planning manager to what regards to that particular policy and see what they say. But I know that we have had other events at the library outside in our parking lot where vendors have sold food items or other things of that nature. For their own businesses, not for the Film Am Con con itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate entity. So we have had approval for that previously. So I can definitely check in regards to that, and I will let you guys know. I will send a response email to all of you with the response that I received regarding this.
And then number 12 says that the Board of Library Trustees has final authority over all matters pertaining to the use of the library's meeting rooms, which include conference room and a little bit of multi-purpose room. And it wasn't brought up to us for discussion at all. So I think this was not handled completely according to.
So typically, we don't typically bring before the board any programs that we're having in the library. So, you know, when we create a new summer reading program, we don't typically come to the board to ask for approval to do that program.
Correct. I understand that. But this is a group that has to show they've got insurance of $2 million, of $2 million. So it's a little different from saying that we're gonna have a reading program. This is somebody else that's coming in to use our facility, and that's why we have policy for that, which I think we should follow. If we're not gonna follow it, we should. Why?
So I just wanna make sure this in the future, any program or person who'd like to use our space that is not a library specific program, bring it by us, you would like us to bring it to the board for approval prior to us saying yes to that person.
That's what our policy is about.
Yeah, yes. Well, yes, and it should have been brought to our attention. That's a really good catch, Margaret.
Well, I know that.
If it's a policy, then why aren't we following policy?
I know that the Friends, even Friends, we had some activities that we were told, which is policy, you know, you can't ask for entrance fee, you can't even ask for donations, I think it says you can't even ask for donations. So, yeah, I think we didn't follow the policy on this, and I think that it would be good for us to be more in line with what our other policies are.
So going forward, any person who is requested to use the space, we will bring to the board for approval, which might require several board meetings that are special meetings, mm-hmm. because, you know, things come up last minute a lot of times.
Usually this kind of an activity is not last minute, though. I think they got out probably a lot of, I mean, they have to get the vendors involved. They have to get their insurance.
Right, but I just mean in the future, it's not always where there's a large program like this, that they can come to us a month in advance or 2 months in advance. Sometimes there are requests to use the meeting room that were last minute requests.
Just for a meeting room.
But if it's a public meeting, we still have to have them have their documentation, you know, their proof of insurance, the forms. So sometimes it is a last minute request. So mm-hmm. it may be that we would have to call meetings.
Okay.
Well, what was this request?
This was a request that came, I would say, like a month or so ago. And then we did lay out for this particular group, you know, you need to have your insurance, you need to have the room, you know, so we made them go through the process. When they told me they were vendors, I said, you need to, you know, get this process started with finance and the city clerk's office. So we had sent them through the proper channels. We just, and as I've been here a year, we've never had to request a use of the room on the board previously. And I mean, obviously I don't know if it was really doing that prior to leaving, but, you know, it was never indicated to us that that's something we needed to do right here.
Yeah. Because it's not a library institution to do that. It's an outside. Yeah, I think that you better get clarity on this. Maybe you could invite the city attorney.
So the process was that they saw the city, National City, like a facility, like the Elmo Pay Center, but the library was seen as more.
I believe it was, I'm not exactly sure, because I, you know, they, one of them happens to know a staff member who works at a branch. They went to high school together, and he had mentioned he'd like to have this con here at the library. And, you know, I sort of went through the steps, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. It was also requested by, it was also in conjunction with one of the city council members who requested the space as well, and then asked me what the process was, which I did detail to her what needed to occur. And then it was, you know, some communication with the city manager, and then we kind of, I met with them, actually met, we walked around, I explained the limitations and the rules, and then they sent us all the forms and items that we needed, or that were clear for us. So.
Okay. Yeah, so the, so I think it's really important for us to get a good understanding of this, because we may be approached by other people. For example, it says no political. Okay, so it says no business, no commercial, and you're saying, well, they don't have to do Grand Avenues. So if you're saying, well, yeah, no political, but if they do it for Grand Avenues, and I think what we're doing is saying that policy doesn't, you know, it doesn't have any weight. So that's why I think it's really important that we get.
I will talk to the city attorney and the city manager.
Any other comments or questions?
I have a question, Margaret, about what you said. Did you say that it says somewhere else that you can't have, it can't be a donation?
I thought I had read somewhere.
It says fundraising.
It says fundraising.
No donations may be solicited. Oh, yeah, number four. No donations may be solicited.
Okay.
Okay.
No. You brought to my attention something else that, I mean, this might be something that's fell through the crack for me, how I usually do my preparation for our meetings. But, you know, you, before you raise your question, handed out this policy, which, you know, and this starts, what I'm getting at is, you know, Sarah, did you give us this binder every time you come to our meeting. And ever since you started doing that, I stopped doing it the way I used to prepare. And the way I used to prepare was, I used to print out the minutes, I mean, or the bowl package, and I would just collect that. But I had all my notes. And then when you started providing this, I stopped doing that. I'm sure there was a problem there, because now I don't really have my own notes, and I noticed that Cindy keeps notes. I don't know, Jake, or anyone else takes notes, or you just do the same. I wrote my notes here, and of course there's a memory, but that's how I used to do it, and I noticed that there was sort of a hole in my preparation, because I don't have that. And this was a perfect example. This would have been something that I would have kept on the front. And there was also something else that Janice gave us, that was the description of all the subscription databases. It's in here. Yeah, excuse me. But the thing is that's only available to me when I come to this meeting, because I don't have this with me at home if I want to look over things through my preparation. I'm just throwing this out just because, you know, as I said, Cindy has something else that she uses to help her. And I always thought that there was something missing, and maybe I should have something else. I just wanted to bring it up to our attention that maybe, yeah, I mean, this was great. I don't want to criticize it. It's nicely done. But I don't take it home with me, and I can't use it for my preparation. So I just mentioned that to every board member. Maybe this is exactly what we want. Maybe we want something a little different for our preparation.
I mean, you're welcome to take them home, and they can just bring you packets, or you can put your packets at home, because we can send them a couple days before. So if you want to keep it as your personal binder, then we can just send you the packets via email, and you can print them out if that works.
Yeah, I mean, this is my last meeting here. So it was just something that I thought about it before, and, you know, but when Margaret gave us this, I was going, you know, that's right, this would have been something. Or is this in?
It's not.
That's what I'm saying. We need to have all our policies. We need to be aware of what our policies are.
Yeah, you pulled this out from previous work.
We had worked on.
Joyce helped us, because we went over a lot of policies, and I remember this was one of those that we went over and spent a lot of time going over, fine picking it. So it's not like this was done by accident. There was a lot of thought spent on it and time by the board. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
And I just.
Maybe there's, I mean, this is how we do our preparation work, and, you know, it's kind of important work that should be done. We should think about how we do it better, so then we'll always prepare for these meetings.
I agree. And I'd just be curious, there's other community centers in the city, like the MLK. I think it would be appropriate to have a kind of uniform policy. So I don't know if they follow something similar in terms of external groups coming in looking to use a space, but I think it would be nice. And just to know like why we designed it this way and if it still makes sense too, because I would have some concern about slowing down the process for people to use the room, especially priority takes place for like library programs to be able to do their programs, but if it's empty space and somebody like, you know, this local group can use it, I would just hate for it to be slowed down if, for instance, there's not quorum for our normal meetings, or it's difficult to schedule a special meeting. But regardless of policy, whether it's this policy or a future policy, it should just be applied the same in every case. So I don't know what's happened in the past. It might be nice to know what's happened in the past. What kind of group? Because I know there's been outside, like the lower, there's been programs outside, but this seems more tailored just to the meeting rooms and conference room and the multi-purpose room.
Well,
I'd just be curious if there's been prior times of third-party groups using it that blurs the line between commercial, or whether they're, you know, seeking donations or anything like that. But yeah,
I was going to mention that they isn't there a religious thing that's done in the what is the name of the facility with the bleachers on the far side of the park?
Don't
they do a religious thing there? What's the year, I think?
I'm not sure, but it is an outside building, so it might have different rules. If MLK has more specific rules because they charge for their facility.
Right.
That's why they don't want to use MLK, they want to use the library.
Right, because we're in charge. Right. So we're the ones with a different policy than the rest of the city for these other facilities. You know, so this one got bought.
Well, for any program we do supervise, it has to be for the public. It has to be open to the public and for the public at all times. So they can't have private meetings or private fundraisers in the library. It has to be something that's public that is free for the community to attend. That's typically how we sort of weed through the requests. Is, you know, is this a private function? How are we charging? You know, and then it's no. We can speak to MLK or another building that we fund it.
Okay. I think it's great to have a calm here. I think that's great. I'm very wary of the vendors, the selling. The
whole concept itself. Yes. Well, what the drop for us would be, based on this policy, would we have approved it? Or would we have to say, no, we can't do this because there's vendors there and that's commercial?
I would say that it is commercial.
It is commercial. And so we can't say, otherwise, would we think that would be an appropriate exception or not? Just based on that, it would be no.
Yeah, well, I think that there could definitely have been a discussion to have the Comic Con here without the selling. To bring people in, to expose them to the artists, is that what you want to do? Expose them to the art, the artists, their books, show them what's available, maybe have some workshops and things. I mean, a lot can happen at the library without getting involved with business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would it be appropriate to ask them to have the vendors outside? Or would that still open up?
I'm not sure about that.
So if we were to have vendors outside the building, we have to submit a TUP to the city, which takes about 90 days. Mm-hmm. The process also involves staff having to close off the lot, fire department having to do a fire check. So it's a much larger process than just having them in the facility or in one space. So if we have them outside, we can, but that process is a much, much longer process to establish.
You know, we might just want to relook at the policy. If it's not working, we could see what's happened and see if it's complied with the policy, and if not, maybe the policy needs to be changed. Because it seems like number one, very point blank, says nonprofits or community groups. Those are the ones that could use the meeting rooms when not in use by the library. So that kind of seems to sever any for-profit or other type of entity. And then number three, you know, you just have to submit at least 2 weeks before the meeting. So again, if it has come to us before, potentially that could be an issue. But yeah, sounds like a cool program.
I wonder
and
if...
then 12, sorry. I was just going to say 12 kind of seems like we have final authority over everything, so I take that to the fullest extent of the words to say we could potentially improve. But I think Margaret's earlier point is, I don't know if entities could be approving one and not the other for being a little arbitrary in how we're deciding that or what's in the room. So, that sounds like a good program.
I just was wondering if behind some of these rules are connection to funding, like grant funding, because I know at my college there are some sources of funding that restrict us from charging for events or charging or even selling things at events. So, yeah, I think it's maybe, like you said, maybe it's worth looking at this, kind of interrogating why this rule is here and does it still make sense.
And also see how other libraries do.
I know I just went to an event at Central where they were selling things, but it was in that upstairs thing, so maybe that's a special space that's designated as Capitalist,
you know,
I don't
know. So, I think we should do some research and tell other libraries to look at and get some clarity maybe from the city attorney and look at it and see if we do need to.
Do we need to make this a new agenda on the next agenda? Or can we do that today?
It should be a new agenda.
Why would we put this on the agenda? But we need to write what exactly we're putting on the agenda. That we do a review of the facility use policy.
I mean, this does sound like a really good program. And it might be a program that couldn't have afforded to be anywhere else. So if we can promote those programs and we just have to maybe adopt more of a uniform policy, that might be appropriate. But I'm just looking into it now.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, we'll go on to the Friends of the Library report. Things are going pretty swimmingly. We're going to have a open house the first Friday of December. And Danny is helping us to finish up. It's needing a little help.
December 6th?
The 6th, Friday.
What are we doing Friday?
Open house. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was the 7th. I thought it was the Saturday.
I'll remove the head down on the 6th.
Okay. I think that, I think the 7th.
It's usually on the Fridays.
Okay. I just, yeah, okay, we can do it on Friday.
What time?
I think it was 2 to 4 or something like that last time.
I think, remember? It was 2 to 4, but if we're gonna make it another family event, or they just open house, I would really suggest it be on Saturday so that more families can attend, because if it's 2 to 4 on Friday afternoon, a lot of kids may still be in school at that time.
Okay, so we'll discuss that.
Yeah, we'll discuss it then.
And we're going to have, I believe, our Christmas baskets, so if anybody would like to donate anything for Christmas baskets, it can be, we have the gently used items, things you want to gift, anything that's in your closets that's Christmas, you can make a basket out of. And that's part of our fundraising for the library. Thank you. And are there any board member comments?
I just want to say that I'm really happy that during my time here on the board that we made the library. We opened up more services for our patrons. We've done a really great job of providing more services in many different ways. I was thinking about them all, but I don't want to reiterate it, but I'll waste your time on this. And the other thing is that we also made the library welcoming and safe for all patrons, and I think that was a little part of the work. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, family.
All you need to make an amendment.
I might need you to call me and ask about the just so I don't.
Yes. Last thing, everything worked out with that ESL grant?
It did. Everything worked out with the ESL grant. We were good. It got approved into the council. We were able to extend the funds. So you're fantastic there.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Just want to say thank you, Bradley, for your service to our city, for the library. You really held us accountable. Happy to get that in here.
My pleasure
to
sit along
with Eddie, and excited to see what
commission
you go to next.
I'm
going to work on that. Yeah, and, I'll work. Other things. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Appreciate it. All right. And then on the side, I'm going to turn your motion to adjourn. I move that second. I move that we adjourn.
Move the second to adjourn the meeting.
All right, so it's last time, Bradley, Margaret.
Yes.
Bradley.
Hi.
Sydney. Jake.
Hi.
Suzanne.
Hi.
All right, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. We'll see you, some of you, next month.
Yeah.